Like a Virgin.
With Conchetta and Luca.
Before Like a Virgin and after Like a Virgin is kind of the anchor point of an Australian musician's life, I think.
We sort of wanted to give it a really big build towards the end to make it really cinematic.
Pretty intimidating song, like you hear it and it sounds like the uncoverable.
The verses are great, they're so well written and they make me feel really sexy when I'm singing them.
Like a Virgin on Triple J.
It's Conchetta and Luca with you on your Friday morning on Triple J. And I don't know if you can tell, I can't stop smiling. It's because I'm very excited to be saying hello and good morning and welcome to Gigi Perez.
Hello.
Hi. It's so nice having you here.
I am so excited to be here.
Yeah, this is a special treat. We understand that you're a bit of a fan of Like a Virgin.
This is my teenage dream.
Yes.
Like, I've like waited, like, I feel like everything in my life has led up to doing this and doing Like a Virgin.
That is so incredible.
That is unreal. Do you remember the first ones you watched? What sort of memories does it hold in your mind?
Oh my goodness. Yeah. So I was in high school. I think it was either a junior. I was 17. Whenever Julia Jacklin did Someday.
Ooh, we've got it right here.
Up.
One of the all-time greats.
Like, does it send you back? Do you remember
seriously?
Being 17
hearing that guitar just for a second, like, yeah, I think that, you know, when I was 17, I was in a little high school band with my friends, and we looked to Julia and Mac DeMarco and The Strokes, and you know, those were all very important acts to us. And so, yeah, just seeing that, and you know, watching Triple J, it's just something that you just did with your friends, you know. To be here, it's truly such an honor. It's like very amazing. I think that there was a lot of things that, you know, of course, have taken span in the last 10 years, but it feels like it led me to here. So
yeah.
Thanks for having me.
If you're hearing this, if you're watching the video, if you're consuming the Gigi Perez Like a Virgin, you could be in this spot in, 10 years
or so. Absolutely. Oh, my goodness.
100%. And honestly, we're honored to have you, and we've been honored having you, you know, touring the country and playing Laneway and making, like, some headline show debuts. I mean, can we just ask, looking back on the experience, how was it?
It's been surreal. Yeah, you guys have just been so lovely, and I love Australian people, and it is crazy to be so far away from my home and seeing people show up to hang out and enjoy the music with me that's super surreal, you know? So
I wanted to know, with the debut headline shows, like, I don't know, was that like a bit of a milestone? Was there something
huge
you gained or learned from those shows?
Absolutely. I mean, I think that doing a headline show for me, I don't take that for granted. You know, I remember different times in my life, you know, being an artist, and it was very hard for a while to just like be able to tour, you know, and I really, one of my biggest loves is live music. So it's very, very surreal, all of it. And yeah, I think festivals are so fun. Laneway's just been incredible. And, you know, also just getting to see my favorite acts, like Alex, she literally played right after me, which was just amazing. It doesn't get better than that.
Yeah, can we ask about the Laneway birthday? You celebrated
a
birthday right in the of the Laneway tour.
Yeah, that was so much fun. 26.
That's a nice age.
Yeah, I like it.
Yeah, you should.
I'm really into it.
26 is gonna be fun.
Yeah. I think it's gonna be a fun 26.
Definitely fun times coming up in this 26th year as well. You're about to head on tour with Noah Kahan for the second time. Must be exciting. Is he a sweetie? As sweet as we would imagine.
Goodness. Noah is better than anyone could ever imagine. He's the best.
I thought you were just going to say better than anyone. He's the best guy.
Well, he is better than everyone. He's just so, he's kind. He's a kind person.
Oh, that matters.
And he thinks about others, and he really cares about the artist community. He's someone who I think really just involves himself with independent artists, developing artists.
Sick.
And it's very important. So I love what he does. He's so funny. He is like so funny and weird.
Oh my God.
So I'm just really excited to be around him, get to be in his orbit for a little bit.
That's incredible.
So fun. That tour will kick off soon. I'm so glad you've squeezed us in there. Busy schedule for Gigi Perez. The cover obviously will come soon, but let's get an original right now. What are we about to hear?
We are going to hear Sugar Water.
Yay.
Love this one. Can't wait to hear it. Whenever you're ready, in the Like a Virgin studio on Triple J Breakfast this morning, it's Gigi Perez, Sugar Water. Take it away.
dragon of Zodiac. My body froze out there to death. He was my very best friend.
Innocence. If we are guilty, slap our wrists. Yes, they did. Oh, yeah.
Gorgeous on the album, gorgeous seeing it live, and gorgeous getting it in the Like a Virgin studio this morning. It's Gigi Perez, Sugar Water. Mate, thank you so much. How's it feel?
Oh my goodness, that was just so much fun.
Oh my God, it's so special. I mean, this is a song, if people didn't know, your little sister, Isabella, sings backing vocals on the album version of that song and is in the studio with you for that Like a Virgin just then she was singing. I wanted to know, like, what do you think little Isabella and little Gigi would think seeing you both, 26, in the Like a Virgin studio now?
Yeah, I mean, it's crazy to have Bella and be able to look at each other through this experience, because I feel like when I look at her, it reminds me of who I am and also who we were. You know, Bella and I, we grew up very into music. Our older sister, Celine, she was an opera singer. And so I feel like Sugar Water specifically, there's something between Bella and I that we have created to memorialize and kind of put a flag down in the sand of our experiences with Celine and our grief of her loss. And there's so many other kids and teenagers and anyone out there that understands this specific kind of sibling loss. And, you know, there's like a recollection that we have together of flipping through the memories and the vignettes of all of the small things that happened to you as a child that mean so much. And like being able to share that with Bella, it's something that I feel very satisfied about.
I mean, this song could have just existed between the two of you and it'd be just as powerful. So the fact that you've given it to the world as well is really meaningful.
Thank
and to have Bella with you, through the grieving process, but also through, you know, the touring and this career growth and everything, and to be singing on the songs, it's a really beautiful connection.
Thank you.
So sweet to have her with us here this morning as well. It's good. Cheddar and Luca on Triple J Breakfast. To switch gears now, I'm about to give a very dumb clue about the song that you're covering to get people guessing.
All right. Okay. Let's hear it.
We've been saying it all morning, but it is a very Tumblr-coded song. You probably would have reblogged the lyrics to this song if you were on Tumblr back in the day. So 0439757555, get those guesses in. We'll be back with Gigi Perez for Like a Virgin after this. Triple
Like a Virgin
with Concetta and Luca.
Before Like a Virgin and after Like a Virgin is kind of the anchor point of an Australian musician's life, I think.
1, 2, 3, huh?
We sort of wanted to give it a really big build towards the end to make it really cinematic.
Pretty intimidating song. Like, you hear it and it sounds like the uncoverable.
The verses are great, they're so well written and they make me feel really sexy when I'm singing them.
Like a Virgin on Triple J.
It's Concetta and Luca with you on your Friday morning. We are knee deep in a Like a Virgin. The cover is coming. We are joined by the beautiful, gorgeous Gigi Perez. Now, we did give that clue, that is, it's like Tumblr coded and you've probably reblogged the lyrics on Tumblr, the song that you're covering that we'll get to. But I did want to ask you about Tumblr because you grew up on Tumblr. I want to know, what was the name of the Tumblr? Mine growing up was Cooties and Booties.
Cooties and Booties?
Yeah.
What
was the...
Mine was same... No, I can't tell.
Is it still up?
What?
Is it still up, the Tumblr?
No.
Like, is it now? Yeah, mine's gone.
That's sort of the depth of how personal revealing your Tumblr is.
Yeah, no. I'm locking it down.
One of the most personable and vulnerable and giving artists that we've ever come across. And yet, this is locked down.
Listen, it's just like a lot of lesbian stuff. You know
what
I mean? Like,
100%.
That's for the adults. Okay.
That's incredible.
Yeah.
Let's talk about this. I wanted to ask your album. We've mentioned it, At the Beach in Every Life. It dropped in April last year. I wanted to talk about, you're in the home of the beaches, queen. Like, let's talk the beach. Have you gotten to go to any while you've been here?
I went to the beach in Gold Coast and it was so beautiful.
Did you love?
I loved it. And honestly, it reminded me of Miami. And I feel like that's a comparison that people have given a lot. Except for the fact that, like, there was a pine tree, because there's no pine trees in Miami. I was like,
That is.
But I saw it also. There was like streets. I don't think it's supposed to be there.
It's invasive.
But again, I'm in your home, so let me respect it. Let me take a seat.
It's exile to blow up. There's arborists texting in right now, going, "They're meant to be there. I take good care of those things every Wednesday. Thank you, Gigi." Man, I've seen so much love for you coming to you by your fans. I was scrolling through your TikTok. There's somebody who makes the way to every single, like, the top section of your comments every time, and they're posting a photo of these handmade Gigi Perez key rings. Have you seen these in your comments? Have they made it to you? They made, like, custom Gigi key rings.
Are you talking about, like, those little, like, stuffed animal thing?
Yes. Did they arrive on your desk? Are they in your life?
They are, and I am gagged. Like, I am gagged. So cute. It's just, like, crazy to, I have to say, to see, like, I've never seen myself physically embodied outside of just, like, myself and, like, pictures.
Yeah.
So, like, seeing something where I can, like, hold something that is myself and my... Do you know what I mean?
I know what you mean.
I don't know. I'm going to make one for you. And I want to just show you experience.
You're talking about it's a very complex... You're being like, yeah, this is a weird way.
I think the thing is, like, it's, first of all, it's, like, so... To even be thought of to that degree and, like, you know, what... My supporters mean to me. It's so sweet and special to me. But I think there is like a piece of me because I'm a very existential person and it's more of like an existential question for me. But it is so sweet.
Well, your fans have been working hard on bits and bobs and crafts for you and you have been working hard, I assume, maybe, on this cover. What are we about to hear? Let's get to it.
Summertime Sadness.
Yeah!
By Lana.
One of my favorite songs ever, one of my favorite artists ever. Why this song? What was the process like to choose it? How did you end up here?
You know, I was so surprised that this song hasn't been done.
Yeah.
I remember finding that song when I was 12 years old. And that was, you know, the first song that I heard from Lana. It was on the radio. And I remember being with my tío. And he always put me onto music very early, too. And he was very on Lana. I think it was like Born to Die was our alarm clock every morning from school. So like every time I hear it, I'm like,
yeah, that was
the intro. I'm super jarred by it. But I felt like when I got the call to do Triple J, I was freaking out. And I was very the standard for that is like I need to be so sure of it. Like I didn't just want to do a cover and make it mine. But let it like come naturally. And I think that's what happened with Summertime Sadness, which I wasn't expecting it. But when we played it, it just was like an immediate, oh my God, this is it. And Born to Die is my top three favorite albums of all time. Oh. Paradise Edition.
Yeah.
Get that deluxe.
Yeah. Okay. It's important.
So yeah, it's just like seriously best case scenario.
I cannot wait for this. The text line's already bubbling with excitement. We haven't even gotten to the cover yet. So let's get it. Here it is in the Like a Virgin studio on Triple J Breakfast. It's Gigi Perez covering Lana Del Rey. Summertime Sadness. Whenever you're ready, it's all yours.
Summertime sadness. I just wanted you to know that baby, you're the best. I got my red dress on tonight, dancing in the dark in the pale moonlight. Got my hair real big, beauty queen style, high heels off. Summertime sadness. I got that summertime sadness. Oh, I'm feeling electric tonight.
the stars, miss the sun and the morning sky. Later's better than never. Even if you're gone, I'm gonna drive, drive. Got that summertime, summertime sadness. Just the summertime, summertime sadness. Got that summertime, summertime sadness. Oh.
It's Gigi Perez covering Lana Del Rey, Summertime Sadness. That was so good. The country twang in there. We haven't even talked about the outfit. People have to watch the video for that. Your incredible voice. I'm watching you thinking your voice like dances in lyrics. It just is this incredible, all of you together in the studio, like you just were all cooking so, so hard. It was brilliant. And you could hear the surety of being like, this is the song I want to cover. This matters to us all. How do you feel, Gigi?
I feel like seriously so satisfied with this experience. Like just feel like sometimes as a performer, like I don't get to experience the experience, if that makes sense. Like it's something that I love the process of. And I think that the most important thing today for me was to have fun. And I think that prioritizing that, you know, having fun always over perfection. But still in that feeling like I do feel like I really did what I wanted to do.
So it makes me so happy to hear that you can feel that and walk out of here completely satisfied and proud.
Yeah, and you're so right in what you said that it's like sort of what Like a Virgin is meant to be about, where it's a cover, but you've completely made it your own as well. Can't wait for people to see the video of this and everything.
Thanks
so much for hanging this morning. Obviously, we know that you're heading out with Noah before too long, but what's the rest of 2026 look like for Gigi?
So we have Coachella coming up.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Busy.
Yeah, I'm just prepping for that as soon as I get my butt back home. So excited for that. That's also just such a dream of mine for, you know, since I was a teen. So
would we see this in the live set list?
Oh my goodness. Oh, maybe. Yeah.
Something to think about on the plane.
Something to
if you want to spend 25 hours thinking about it.
I mean, yeah, exactly. That's exactly what I'm gonna do. That's how I'm feeling. It's like all I was thinking about was Triple J and now it's like Coachella.
Yes! You know what I mean?
So I'm super excited for that. Noah tour and definitely getting myself back into writing and producing and getting back to that piece of me.
100%. Gigi, it has been a true pleasure getting to talk to you and getting your original and your cover. Thank you.
Thank you, guys. This is so much fun.
It's Conjetta and Luca with you on your Friday morning. Stay with us. We'll tell you who's doing Like a Virgin next week. And let's just say it's something extra special. We'll be back right after this.